check over your life jackets before your first days out on the water. We'll tell you what to look for next on Western Life Radio.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement has been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Snowmobiling, be prepared. Keep your machine in top condition. Always carry a toolkit, first aid kit, emergency supplies, and spare parts. Always let someone know where you're going and when you'll be back. Use the buddy system and never snowmobile alone. This message is brought to you by Utah State Parks OHV Education.
Check life jackets for condition and fit before your first day out on the water. Ty Hunter with Utah State Parks and Recreation takes them out of storage.
Folks are really getting pretty good at making sure they have enough jackets for everybody on board the boat. The problem we're seeing is they may not have the right size jacket for those that are on board the boat. So that's some of the things we're seeing is make sure you know where your jackets are and make sure that they are the properly sized jacket for everybody that is on board. Other things that come along is the main thing out there that's going to save you is going to be those life jackets. And that's what I try to make sure our folks focus on in these checks. Life jackets themselves, they last a really long time. But the main thing you need to look at is if you haven't taken very good care of it and had your life jackets to where they air and they dry out, or if you think that, well, I'm going to hang them up and have the sun help in drying them out quicker, that will actually start to cut the lifetime down on the jacket. Major things, if you start to see a little bit of mold growing on the jacket, start thinking, do you want to be wearing something that's moldy? I mean, if it's in a pinch and that's all you have, heck yeah, you're going to wear the thing. But if you're going to be putting moldy stuff on your kids, start thinking about getting something a little newer and about how you're taking care of them. The other thing, too, is that labels, those printed labels that are on there are either sewn on the interior of the life jacket. Once they wear off where you cannot read them or come unstitched, that jacket is not serviceable anymore. You cannot put it in the service and not use it anymore. They will not count as a life jacket that is required to be on your boat.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.